This is Breaking Kayfabe Radio, the best wrestling podcast in the world. I'm your host, Chris Guardino, at ChrisG573, also known as the sound that runs the pound, also known as SRG's Rock Newman, and the co-host of Y Wrestling on the Y Network, coming soon. Yeah, I'm going to be on some kind of show with good old Steve Rest. Keep your eye out for that. It's going to be all about wrestling. So, it's been a while. I'm back. A lot has happened. Well, not really. Clash of Champions is this Sunday. The Gold Rush! It's a gold rush. They're rushing for gold. All the belts aren't even made of gold anymore, but whatever, anyway. Yeah, that's one of the new things now. There's got to be a tagline for everything. I don't know what they think that does. But, you know, whatever. It's something they've been doing for a long time, you know. Like, nobody is just who they are. You know, Roman Reigns is the big dog, and now he's the tribal chief. You know, Seth Rollins, the Messiah, or the lunatic fringe, or the frenetic kinetic. Like, you know, whatever it is. Everyone's got a thing. So now they're applying that to pay-per-views. Because it was, you'll never see it coming, SummerSlam, the horror show at Extreme Rules, a gold rush. But not a big deal. Anyway, so yes, Clash of Champions is this Sunday. I'm just going to do a little breakdown, do some predictions, and just talk about some stuff that's happening, man. Just going to come out of the gate. Just going to come out swinging, talk about it. We're in the new normal now, okay? And this has been years. It's taken us years to get here of a slow decline of quality. But for the most part, especially Raw, SmackDown's been better lately. Much better. But Raw, for the most part, is a terrible TV show. It's a terrible, terrible show. Now, there's some high spots, absolutely, because they have some all-time great talent. All-time great talent. Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, Asuka, whoever, Kevin Owens, these are all-time great talents, like whatever. But these are excellent performers. And there's still people trying to put on a good show. But the inconsistency and how clearly sloppy the show is, like it's so obviously just rewritten segment by segment. Like it's a mess. It's very obviously a mess. Nothing makes sense. Everyone's fighting. Everyone's breaking up. It's just, it's a bad show. It's not a good show. If I wasn't already a fan, I probably wouldn't be a fan. The reason I keep watching is because I'm addicted, simply. Like, I'm addicted to pro wrestling. I'm addicted to WWE. And again, I love the talent. There's so many great, great pro wrestlers on these shows. Love them. Love them all. And that's why I keep coming back. But Let's just, before I break down Clash of Champions, let's just talk about Retribution. This is one of the worst things they've ever done. For many reasons. Number one, it's just a repeat of so many things we've seen so many times. I mean, it's basically Aces and Eights from Impact. It's the same thing. They're in masks. There's an unlimited number of them. They're doing the same things every invading faction has ever done, including WWE's own rosters every single Survivor Series the last 4 years. And, like, that's all fine if you can still do it in a way that feels original, feels fresh. You got good people cutting good promos and, like, they look cool. That ain't what's happening here. This is top-to-bottom garbage. Absolute embarrassing garbage. My girlfriend walked in when Retribution was in the middle of the ring cutting their terrible promos. And she was like, yo, dude, what are you doing? Like, this is bad. I was like, just wait till Drew McIntyre comes. Then it's cool, okay? Once the champ shows up, it's okay. And it is okay once the champ shows up. But this has almost no chance of succeeding. Like, I don't want to say it's totally dead, because nothing's ever totally dead. But this is totally dead. And I do see some people online like, give it a chance. I love bashing the internet wrestling community every chance I get, because they deserve it, but they do not deserve it on this one. This has been laughably bad every single week. This is terrible. They don't look cool. They don't behave cool. They don't sound cool. Their names aren't cool. Nothing they do is cool. Okay. First off, they're still doing the, like, every time they come in the ring, they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. They're, like, jumping up and down, and they're angry. They're like, they don't come off as cool at all. They don't come off as scary at all. They come off as children, as annoying children. Number two, they have Spirit Halloween cheap, stupid masks on. Poor fucking Mia Yim, whatever her name is, from NXT. She was trying to cut some promo, which was terrible. It was a terrible promo. I don't know what these people are talking about. I don't. Terrible promo, and her mask kept falling off her face. She's like trying to lift it up. I was like, oh my God, these poor guys and girls, man. I feel so bad for you. Like, dude, do you remember when the fucking Shield debuted? Even Nexus. Nexus was doing great until John Cena decided to bury them all. But we've talked about that before. Remember when the Shield debuted? How fucking cool they were. And there's a legendary story where WWE wanted them to come out with big plastic SWAT shields. And the three of them were like, no, we're not doing that. Like, we are dead on arrival if we come out there with big, stupid plastic shields. We will look like absolute morons. And they're 100% right. They came out in their badass turtlenecks. They beat up fucking Ryback. And now they're three of the top guys in the business across all platforms. Fuck yeah. These poor motherfuckers. Oh my God. They had to wear the stupid masks. And the reason, the kayfabe reason they were now hired and given contracts is because the destruction they were causing was just too much. And the security was too much money. It was just cheaper to sign them. Dude, that doesn't make any sense at all. It doesn't make any sense at fucking all. Bro, lock the doors. And, like, when you watch pro wrestling, you have to let shit slide because it's stupid and it's fake. And just sometimes you're going to have to take a leap. You know what I'm saying? How did Stone Cold get the beer truck in there? I don't know. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? But, like, not working for me. It's a no for me, dog. Dumb. Now, their names. I didn't catch all their names because I don't know how many there are. There's five. And in this, just an unlimited number that just show up when they get in trouble. Like the Foot Clan, or the Putties, or whoever. Their names are Mace, T-Bar, and Slapjack. They gave the girls names too, I didn't catch them. Mace, T-Bar, and Slapjack. Hey, when's Bumblebee get here? Or Ratchet? Those are fucking Transformers names. For real. Can you not picture Optimus Prime saying those names? Slapjack, Mace, T-Bar, roll out. We have to defeat Megatron before he attacks the Miz. Like, dude, just awful names. That's another thing with this. Like, dude, what year are you in? You know? It's just, bro, they have Vince. Vince has no idea what's cool. He has no idea what we want to see. And quite frankly, he doesn't care. It doesn't matter the show you want to watch. Vince puts on the show he wants to watch. And that's it. And that's not going to change. And we're stuck with it. NXT is still great. The show he has almost nothing to do with is still great. And don't get me wrong, there's still some really fun parts of Raw and SmackDown. Especially SmackDown the last couple weeks. And I'll get to that. But it's just, dude, it's really bad. This Retribution thing is comically bad. It's terrible. It's truly terrible. And in their first match with the Hurt Business, and the Hurt Business, by the way, just flips back and forth from heel to face, heel to face. I don't know. There's a disqualification. I mean, I'm tired of talking about it. We talk about it every week. There's a disqualification in every single match. But this is terrible. This is terrible. Just the way they speak. The promos that they give them are so bad, so contrived. They're things nobody would say. And like, yeah, when the Shield came in, it was a little like, we're about justice and all this fucking shit. And maybe that was a little silly, but those dudes made it work. Even if what they were saying was silly, they still said it like three bad motherfuckers. These dudes are talking like Power Ranger villains. This is terrible. This is terrible. And this is like their big like plan to get ratings back up. When they tanked or whatever and they panicked and they just threw this together and threw Raw Underground together. And like they just keep going. And this is awful. This is awful and I don't want to talk about it anymore. And they ruin matches and they ruin the TV show. And it's bad. It's bad TV. Could be salvaged. Sure. If you fucking brought me in, give me 2 weeks, I'll fix it. But it's not going to happen. I got to say, man, I love my boy Bruce Pritchard, but shit has fucking, like, gone off the rails since he came in as head of creative. Now, there's a bunch of ways you could take that. Is it because he's just more of a Vince yes man and he's not going to push back on Vince and that's just what happens? And you got to assume Paul Heyman gives Vince more pushback. Like, no, we need to push Aleister Black. We need to, sir. This is the man we need to be putting front and center, sir. And Bruce is just like, whatever. Or Bruce is just terrible and has just bad ideas that get on TV. I mean, R-Truth was at the beach and Tozawa got eaten by a shark. It's just awful. It's awful. It's awful, 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 awful. Awful television. I'll just talk about Roar Underground too while I'm here. It's the same thing every week and I don't care. I gave you the ways to make it different, to make it cool, to make it something. I still don't care. Does nothing for me, you know. But again, if you made it like not every week, like it was like, oh, we got to sell this in the underground and just, I don't know, did more for the atmosphere, but it's bad. You built up that fight between Strowman and that big guy, Monte Dial, I don't even know his fucking name, Tanta T.O., whoever, for like a week, and then you did it the whole show, and Braun Strowman beat the shit out of him. And I don't care. I don't care about that guy, honestly. I don't know who he is, and I know who Braun Strowman is, and I like him. So I don't really care, but Roar Underground is bad, too. It's nothing. It's silliness. And just, there's just so many lacks of logic throughout the show. Just so many. So many. Again, oh boy, this has been fun. Just randomly, I'm jumping to SmackDown. Like, the Lucha House Party keeps teasing breaking up. Who gives a shit? Dude, nobody gives a shit about a breakup of the Lucha House Party. Come on. Nobody even knows their names. The Great Muta, and I don't know their names, bro. Sin Cara? Fucking Kalisto? I don't know, dude. Like, nobody cares. No one cares about a breakup unless the people are over. They're not over. And it's not their fault. But, you know, just so much. Just so much silliness. And I'm forgetting a bunch of shit. So let's just break down Clash of Champions. Let's just go through it match by match. And that will be how we end this podcast. Let me start off with the highlight for me. Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso. I wasn't in love with the way they were building this. They were making Jey look a little too goofy for me. But this past Friday was pretty great. Great promo from Jey Uso. Great promo from Roman Reigns. When Jey Uso was like, yeah, you're the man, dog. You're the big dog. My whole career, you know what it's been? Which one are you? That was a great line. That was a great line. And this has been built very well. It makes sense. It's a logical storyline. It's something fresh we've never seen. And Jey Uso's real good, dude. And like, Roman Reigns is great. Paul Heyman's great. This has been solid. I'll tell you. I wouldn't mind. There's no fans, so that hurts it a little bit, but I wouldn't mind Jey Uso winning. If he won, okay, just say he won a Clash of Champions. Then Roman Reigns wins it back Friday and just absolutely bloodies him, like almost kills him. That'd be pretty cool. Might pop a rating, might be something interesting, but that won't happen. He'll just beat him. And that's fine too, because Roman's your new fresh heel champion. You know, he's the tribal chief. Keep pushing that, guys. The tribal chief. If Roman doesn't take that fucking shirt off, I'm done. I'm unsubscribing. I want to see those Roman pecs. We'll talk about something else. This has nothing to do with anything. Last SmackDown, it was Jey Uso and Roman Reigns versus Sheamus and, I don't know, somebody. Baron Corbin? Probably Baron. I don't know. But anyway, it was a street fight, so they called it a Samoan street fight, which is fine. But it's just weird to me because, like, there's certain races you can say that. Like, an Irish brawl! And there's certain you can't. You can't be like, a Puerto Rican street fight! Like, that sounds a little weird, right? Like, yeah, it does. I don't think we could say that one. I don't know why, but it's just the way it is. So maybe let's leave the races out of the fight names, but we shouldn't have to. Like a Punjabi prison match. A Puerto Rican prison match. Like, you can't say that. You can't do that one. I don't know. It's just weird to me. Anyway, Roman Reigns wins. But this has been well done, and it's fresh, and it's interesting, and I'm really enjoying it. And everyone keeps saying it, but, like, it's like, ooh, he's going to fight The Rock at WrestleMania. I mean, sign me the fuck up. But I'll believe it when I see it. I mean, basically, The Rock's been rumored to have a match every WrestleMania since his last WrestleMania match. So it'd be a huge match. It would make perfect sense. Roman talking about how I earned for the family, which I don't fully get. Like, does he pay for Jey Uso's kids? I don't know what that means. But still, like, it's a good storyline, and I like it. It's fun. And, like, yo, dude, Roman's so good. I can't wait. And I want to see a real match because, like, I haven't seen Roman actually wrestle. No, I guess he had the two matches on SmackDown. But yeah, that's been very good, and I've enjoyed it. So it's not all bad, guys. Speaking of not all bad, Drew McIntyre versus Randy Orton. A little bit of Keith Lee mixed in. Again, I hate being negative, but, like, what the fuck with Keith Lee, man? Like, you bring this guy up, you have no fucking plan. He beats Randy Orton at the pay-per-view. Great. And now he's just, this is, I think it's been three fucking times where he gets hit by a finisher and then there's a DQ to, like, save him from looking bad. And it's just like, guys, come on. This guy's a star. What are you doing? Tell you one of the things with Vince too, man, is like, Keith Lee can't be Keith Lee with Vince. Vince wants Keith Lee to be the big man. You're big. You don't move. Oh, you're so fucking big. Which is great in spots, but the thing that makes him unique is he's fucking 400 pounds and he can do moonsaults and shit. That's what makes him special. I do worry about Keith Lee, man, because, like, dude, Vince is going to get bored of him and make him dance. He's just got that look. He's, like, nice and round and squishy. I have no faith in Vince McMahon when it comes to Keith Lee, but, like, yeah, like, dude, why isn't Keith Lee feuding with Seth Rollins? Why wasn't that it? Perfect. Perfect. Seth was done with Rey and Dominic. Okay, he was done, he was moving on. They got their revenge or whatever, I think they did, I don't know. Keith Lee needs somebody big time to feud with. Why didn't we go there? Now Keith Lee's just walking around doing nothing. And I've enjoyed some of the stuff with Drew. They had those cool promos where, like, what a buddy, Sponge, what a fight. And he's like, let's fight, sir. And they, like, fight. But anyway, I mean, Drew McIntyre versus Randy Orton, you're talking about two money players, okay? I will say, I am giggling at this fractured jaw shit, because, like, dude, you know what a fractured jaw does to you? You ain't cutting intense promos while you have a fractured jaw. You're talking like this, because your jaw's going to be like this. Are you kidding me? He's like, my jaw really hurts. And he's, like, just talking fine. Like, come on, guys. I don't like that it's an ambulance match. I don't enjoy. There's a lot of gimmicks in WWE now that are just, like, dead to me. I never liked ambulance matches, and there hasn't been a good cage match in decades in WWE. Last man standing matches I don't like, you know. Just give me a street fight. But yeah, I don't like that it's an ambulance match, and I think I've kind of flip-flopped, and I want Drew to keep that title. I don't think he is. I think it's an ambulance match, so something can happen. Randy can throw him in the back, and Drew wins. I mean, then Randy wins, gets the title. But I feel like, I don't know, man. Like, I kind of want to just keep going with Drew now. Like, I want that. I want to just keep that steamroller plowing. I mean, I'm not going to be mad if Randy Orton wins. I love Randy Orton. He's excellent. Excellent. He's cooled off a touch in the last couple weeks just because. Again, no wrong answer here, but I think Randy's winning, but I want Drew to win. Let's get Keith Lee something, man. Come on. Come on. He's unlimited. Mr. Unlimited. Or is he limitless? Because they don't have a match on Sunday, I'm just going to talk about Seth and Dom and Ray right now. I think we're overdoing it a little bit. I think we're overdoing it just a bit. I mean, Seth Rollins is incredible. He's incredible. Basically, he came out Monday, and he was just like, Dominic isn't your son. And Ray's like, we've been through these. I want him back. It doesn't matter. And then he's like, Aaliyah's not your son, whatever, her daughter, or whatever, I don't know. And she's like fucking Buddy Murphy, and like, I don't know. I think it was time to move on. And like, just that is typical WWE. Because Dominic and Seth and Rey has been overall good. There's been some bumps, but the matches have been great. Every match Dominic has been in has been pretty close to great. I mean, they've been with Seth Rollins, who's... I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. You're talking about top-of-the-line performer. So, if you want to be in there with somebody, you want to be in there with Seth Rollins. AJ Styles. He's that kind of guy, you know? So, everything Dom's done has been great. And, like, it worked out great. And it was perfect. And it made sense. Now, I think we're getting a little too far. And, like, it just started. So, maybe it'll be pretty cool. But, like... I don't know. Does anybody really care about Rey's daughter who's 19? She's 19. She's legal. Get off Murphy's dick, okay? It's a grown woman, a beautiful grown woman. And Mysterio. I don't know. It just started, but like I was ready for Seth to move on, for them to move on. Yeah. Yeah. Another custody match. Let's do another custody ladder match. What else do we have? Okay, Bobby Lashley versus Apollo Crews for the United States Championship. I don't care at all. Not even a little bit. And that sucks because I dig the Hurt Business. I'll tell you something about Apollo Crews, man. Like, I like the guy who plays Apollo Crews, but has Apollo Crews, the character, done fucking anything to make you think he's cool? Not to me. Maybe I've missed something, but there's nothing that makes him special to me. And he's good in the ring. That would be the one thing to hang the hat on. But, like, I don't see any reason why Apollo Crews would get matches over wrestler A or B. You know what I'm saying? And I'm saying I think the personality's there, but I think he's just booked as just this bland, lifeless babyface, and there's just nothing to him. And I think there's more, you know, just, I don't know, doesn't excite me. And I like Lashley too, whatever. And they got Cedric, which is fine. But yeah, nothing that fucking excites me. So I think Bobby Lashley wins. Oh, God. Oh, the Street Profits versus, you fucking guessed it, Angel Garza and Andrade one more time, baby. Dude, if these two don't win, they should retire. I'm not being a dick. They have lost so many times. They're so terrible. In kayfabe, of course. They're so terrible. They should just give up. And now they lost Zelina, which just, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. It's okay because I like Zelina, but I don't see any reason why Zelina couldn't do her own thing and also manage Andrade. Because Andrade needs her. Andrade doesn't speak the best English. You know, he still struggles with that a little bit. And he's fucking fantastic at the ring. And he looks like a gajillion dollars. So, I don't know, man. Like, they just, like, they fucking can't resist breaking people up. Like, it's like their first instinct with anything. Unless you're dressed exactly the same, you know? I don't know. But, like, Garza and Andrade have just fought the whole time and, like, just whatever. But they have to win. Or else it's like, what are we doing? We cannot repeat this match and have the Street Profits win. Which is something else I'll talk about. Let's get to, Asuka versus Zelina Vega. Not terrible. Asuka had a match with Mickie James, which was not bad. There was like a botch at the end. And then for some reason, Zelina fought Mickie James and now fight Asuka. But I like Zelina Vega a lot. She's great on the mic. As a wrestler, she looks really tiny. Like tiny, tiny. Like a little girl. But she's cool. And I like her. And she's a heel. So if Zelina wins, she's going to win by cheating, which is fine. I don't think now's the time to put the title on her. Asuka's hot. Asuka's dominant. You know, I think you keep that belt on Asuka. But it's something fresh and it's something different, which is good. Because Asuka was just fighting the same people for a while. So this is a good thing. This is a good thing. It's a good thing. Might not be good for Andrade and Angel Garza, but it's a good thing. Okay? Okay. What else? Oh, Bayley versus Nikki Cross. I'm a little worried Nikki Cross is going to win the title. And, like, I got nothing against Nikki Cross. I really like Nikki Cross. I think she's a little underrated, if anything. She puts on good matches, and she can talk. Like, she's a very confident talker. You know, even when she's doing her thing, Alexa, I need to beat Bailey for myself, or whatever. But Sasha's got to beat Bailey for that title. You know, like, it was just so much. I know the rivalry doesn't really need the title, but, like, that's Bailey's baby. You know, she's had that title for over a year. Really, she's been SmackDown Women's Championship since last May, which is big time, man. That's big time stuff. And Sasha should be the one to take that away from her. You know, if I had to guess, if I had to put money on it, Sasha interferes somehow this Sunday. Nikki Cross wins the title. Therefore, like, continuing the Sasha and Bayley one-on-one rivalry. And, like, now Nikki has the belt. She got her revenge on Bayley, and she goes off to have a feud, which is fine, but that's not what I want. And I think Sasha and Bayley is the bigger story. You could go the other way and have Alexa Bliss interfere and cost Nikki the title, but Nikki's lost just so many times. I really think Nikki might win. I really think so. All right, so what else we got? Let's start wrapping this bad boy up. Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler versus the Riot Squad. Nah, whatever. Shayna and Nia Jax going to win. I feel bad because I like the Riot Squad, man. Riot Squad. You guys like the Riot Squad? Nah, this is my friend, Riot Squad. He's a real dick. The Riot Squad. I like them. Whatever. I think that's... Oh, no. Again, Cesaro and Shinsuke versus Lucha House Party. I don't know, bro. They just keep fighting. Who cares? And I love Shinsuke and Cesaro. Whatever. Shinsuke and Cesaro win. Now, this has actually been really good. This is very interesting. Jeff Hardy versus AJ Styles versus Sami Zayn in a triple threat ladder match. What? That's a fucking dream match. Are you kidding me? For the Intercontinental title? Dude, Sami Zayn is a national treasure. A national treasure. He is so good. I love that he changed up his look. You know, almost nobody ever changed what they fucking look like in WWE. Everyone looks exactly the fucking same for decades at a time. Kudos to Sami Zayn. He won on Friday, which means he's almost definitely going to lose Sunday. But still, they had a triple threat match, which is a little weird. And I know Sunday's going to be ladders, so it's different. But that's interesting. That's very interesting. Okay, official picks. Asuka versus Zelina Vega, Asuka. Drew McIntyre versus Randy Orton, Randy Orton. Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso, Roman Reigns. Bayley versus Nikki Cross. Oh, Nikki Cross, I think. Nia and Shayna versus the Riot Squad. Ha ha, ha ha, ha ha, Nia and Shayna. Cesaro and Knock versus the Lucha House Party. Ah, Cesaro and Knock. Amora. Street Profits versus Angel and Andrade. Bro, Angel and Andrade have to win. They have to win, or else what are we doing? Bobby Lashley versus Apollo Crews, Bobby Lashley. So that's the breakdown for the upcoming pay-per-view. Please keep your eyes open for Y Wrestling. It's coming soon, baby. Also, I totally call that Stormfront twist in The Boys, but I read the comics, so that's not fair. I always read the comics, baby. All right, this has been Breaking Kayfabe Radio, the best wrestling podcast in the world. I'm your host, @ChrisG573. Why Wrestling?